This is Jared Rubin from Moody Tongue Brewing Company, and you're on the road with Dane at WGN. It was a beautiful day.
Sun beat down. 720 WGN on the road with Dane here live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and in studio with us, it is not every day. We have guests, you know, on a regular basis, not every day that you have somebody whose name is preceded by the words visionary and founder and cutting edge and, you know, all those kind of things. In studio, Pilsen's own visionary founder of Moody Tongue Brewery, the one and only Jared Rubin. Jared, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, you know, there's a lot of high praise going in your direction is 100% and completely deserved. And so, but you cannot rest on your 11-layer laurels, right? You've got to go ahead and say like, hey, look, it's not one of those. It's not broke. Don't fix it. You're going to want to push the envelope. And sometimes that envelope, you open it up and it contains brand new beers. And so you've got a couple of those. People
yes.
know and love the Nectarine IPA, some of the other selections. I love it. It is absolutely, and for the listeners, you know, get out to your local finer purveyor of brewed beverages and get yourself some Moody Tongue. It is the absolute 100% best stuff. So blessed to have them here in Chicago. And so we love it. And so you came up with, is this like the birth of another child right here?
Absolutely. It is the birth of another child and long overdue. It's summertime. And we want light, refreshing options. And I've been exploring Pilsners for quite a bit of time. And we're now ready to showcase two. So we've got the peeled grapefruit Pilsner. And just like it sounds, you've got the culinary technique, which is just peeled grapefruit, which is the aromatic and flavor profile you'll experience. And Pilsner, which is the light, refreshing beer that we've all come to enjoy. And we also have the Aperitif Pilsner, which is a very light, refreshing German-style Pilsner. These are two different Pilsner recipes. And you might ask, why did I choose a Pilsner? Well, as a brewer, the Pilsner is the most difficult style to create. And that's only because you can't hide a flaw behind heavy malt or hops. But when you nail it, there's nothing better, and it's perfect for this time of year.
It is. It's summertime. You want to get out there. You want to have a beer. And that is, it is a very fine line to walk, to have it be a beer that is really delicious, it matches and pairs with food, but also is, in a word, refreshing. People always say, and you interview a lot of, you know, craft brewers all around the country on a regular basis, and one of the contentions is people say, well, some of the best brewmasters are the ones who are doing Budweiser. You know, Budweiser, only because of the consistency. It's very difficult, regardless of what your flavor profile is, it's tough to make it have consistency. So is that one of the things, like your fans, where they coming in and saying, like, can you do some more of this or try? Or was it you saying, like, we need to kind of round out the portfolio?
You know, I think it's a little of both. But at the end of the day, I think the opportunity rests on my shoulders. And with a lot of my travels and just every time I'm having a meal, I want to begin with something light and refreshing. I'm not trying to jump into an imperial stout or even a double IPA, not because I don't enjoy those beers, but because I don't think my palate's ready for it. You need something light and something that will prepare your palate for the next bite or the next glass of beer, glass of wine, or even cocktail. And I think Pilsner is a wonderful beer style to do that.
I mentioned early on in the interview Pilsen's very own, but now we're going to have to include at least recently like Buckhead, right, and some other places in Atlanta. That is exciting stuff. When you come to the part where you've got an idea, you've got sort of a, you know, a thing that you want to create, to have a lot of, you know, positive feedback and a lot of love, and that validates you. And then is it scary or is it exciting? Which one is it?
I think it's exciting because you have something really special you've worked really hard on. You know it's delicious, and now all you want to do is share it. And Atlanta was a wonderful city. It's strong culinary background, both front of the house and back of the house. And what better way to celebrate a great beer than next to great Southern food? And that's what they do incredibly well down there.
I'm not super familiar with the beer scene down in Atlanta. You mentioned, even for yourself, your palate may not be ready for it. Are the people of Atlanta ready? Did you take care to warn them that they could be blown away?
I mean, if we're talking about warning by bringing them a lot of tasty beers, yes, guilty, completely. Yeah. I mean, the brewing community in Atlanta is really forward-thinking. They've got wonderful breweries down there from Scofflaw, Creature Comfort, and so many Monday Night, so many other brewing companies. And I think what makes them so special is the community. The community is really supportive. And we're blessed here in Chicago for those same reasons. It's the reason why we have so many wonderful breweries, because we have so many great beer drinkers in the city. It's just a part of who we are. And I think Atlanta has many of those same same characteristics that we enjoy here in Chicago.
Oh, I'm sure, and I'm sure if some of the characteristics are beer lovers, you're going to be heading to a bunch of cities around the country. But first, that natural first step we talked about a little bit off the air is that, you know, once you get to Atlanta, then the next thing is China, right? They're the ones that's your next logical step. That's what I was thinking. You said, yeah. So is that true? That's crazy.
I mean, it is. But a lot of the same reasons why I'm saying we're moving down to Atlanta is the reason why we started sharing beer in China. The food scene there is unbelievable. I mean, I don't know about you, but I could eat dumplings for days. And just the amount of ingredients within Chinese food, the depth of flavor, it pairs perfectly with our beer. Our beer is designed to go with food. That's my background, first a chef, then a brewer. So to move into such a food-centric country is just been nothing but exciting. And the American craft beer scene in China is growing every day.
You know, you think about it, a lot of good friends, probably mutual friends, are, you know, members, participants in the State Department Chef Corps. And, you know, is that the kind of thing that's probably happening? I think, you know, through food, we're able to see that we have a lot more in common, regardless of the culture and the background that maybe we have as far as differences. But, you know, as kind of this like a brewing goodwill ambassador, are you finding that?
I mean, look, when you walk into any restaurant, any bar, and you have beer in your hands, you're going to be welcome. It doesn't matter what language the people speak. So bringing in good beer is definitely the first step, but I have to say, like, just the excitement and support has really really pumped me up and really getting me interested in going back again. And I've already been twice this year within the last couple months.
That's awesome.
And I think I'll be back towards the end of the year because there's wonderful opportunities to pair with great chefs and to share Moody Tongue.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Jared Rubin. He is the visionary founder, brewmaster for Moody Tongue Brewery right here in Pilsen. We've talked a little bit about how you are kind of sharing what it is that you're doing with other places around the country, around the world. And one event that that attracts the world, or at least the barbecue world in America specifically, to Chicago is Windy City Smokeout. I have been involved with this since it was an idea. Did some of the first interviews and first promotion for it when it was basically in what is comparably like a tiny parking lot, and now it is a much larger parking lot, and it needs to be because of, you know, not only all the just the amazing barbecue, you know, pitmaster that come in, you know, it is a who's who from around the country that come here, and great country music talent, and then some of the great craft beers, and of course you know, Moody Tongue is front and center. So let's talk about Windy City Smokeout, what it is. It is one of those summer festivals. We have a lot here in Chicago that people know and love. It is one of my favorites. And so let's talk about bringing beer to an event like that.
I have to say, this is my, you're saying it's one of your favorites. This is my hands down favorite. And I'll tell you why. First of all, it's run beautifully. You know, RJ Melman, Jared Melman, and Doug Saltis, Christian Ekman. I mean, these guys have created a beautiful environment for beer, for country music, and for barbecue. And those three things scream summer. There's no lines. So all the nonsense lines, they got rid of that. I mean, they've got multiple stages with multiple performing artists going on at the same time. The barbecue they're bringing in, and I love barbecue more than anything. When we started Moody Tongue, first 3 weeks before we actually broke ground, I was down in Hill Country, Texas, going on a barbecue tour because that's my happy place. That's how much I love barbecue. They brought in the best pit masters from the country and continue to do it year after year. So if you love barbecue and if you love craft beer and country music, you're in the right place. And even if you don't like one of those three, you're still in the right place.
I'm just saying, Jared, those three elements as a standalone would make for an incredible event, whether it was a concert, whether it was a brew fest, or whether it was a barbecue event. Each one by themselves would be great. You combine them all, and it's this kind of convergence of awesome for so many different people from different areas. So you see some of the accolades now, and you know, and as someone who's seen it, you know, since it started, and now it's like one of the Forbes top events or one of the seven Conde Nast events that you need to worldwide that you need to get out and attend. I mean, it's high praise, like you said, not only for what they're doing and how they're doing it, but Chicago as well, right? It's great to have us.
Well, no, it is. And Chicago is the best city for this because, you know, it's summertime, which means you have to be outside. You have to be drinking a beer. We're probably watching some sports. And if we can listen to live music, all the better. The fact that we just get a treat of having these great barbecue from the brisket to the pulled pork to the ribs to the smoked sausage in one place. Where else do you need to be that week? And I can't think of another place.
People are going to want to know, Just the logistics, you know, as a brewer, you know, especially in the summer or maybe for charity events or for other things that are, a lot of them, maybe all of them are so cool, but you can only do so many
That's
of them.
True.
What is it, you know, how do you make those decisions on what you're going to want to do? Obviously some passion projects are going to be up near the top, but how is it different? And then what do you decide to bring? You can't bring everything that you do, but just that thought process of attending and kind of presenting in the best way possible.
That's a great question. For us, we want to be at events that that we can connect with, that identify with Moody Tongue. So great food, people that care about food, people care about service, hospitality in general. So Windy City, you know, Windy City Smokeout's an easy decision for us. And what we would bring, we bring our Bub City Gold. It's the beer that we make for Bub City, delicious barbecue restaurant run by Doug Saltis. And this beer has a little applewood smoke on the nose. It has it in the palate. Which makes it perfect for pairing any smoked meats, whether it's his brisket or his ribs. It's just the best beer for it. So we're going to do that, and we're going to bring our Slice Nectarine IPA. Ah. Because like half the – you know, we've been doing this since we've had the company being a part of Windy City Smokeout. And all our pit masters that we've developed relations with love the Slice Nectarine IPA. So I show up there on the first day at around 8 in the morning when they start smoking, and I just drop off cases. Ugh. So you know what? That's we got to bring it.
Did I say like it's a Goodwill ambassador? That's what you got to do. Well, okay. So barbecue is front and center. They do have the sausage. There's some chicken. There's so many great things there. I'm not sure what they do on the dessert side, but I know what you guys do. And when you think about the flavors. Again, right, the level of difficulty is up there because, you know, you're going to have these great brews. You're going to try to have a match and pair and complement a lot of flavors on the food side. So you pick two real easy ones, chocolate cake and oysters.
That's it. That's it. That's all we do.
I mean,
we have oysters and chocolate cake, and I'll tell you why. I wanted something salty, and I wanted something sweet. And I think people have to make too many decisions, and I think it overwhelms us. And so we start asking questions like, hey, what's the best thing on the menu? So I'm trying to reduce anxiety, and I'm trying to give you two things that are absolutely the best thing on their menu in completely, totally different places on our palate. And so maybe you come and visit us before dinner and you have oysters, and then maybe you come right after and have this 12-layer German chocolate cake, which each layer pairs with a specific beer. And I brought you some of that today.
Ah, it's okay. We're going to have a picture up at WGNradio.com. We're definitely going to try that a little bit as well. And you've been doing that for a while. I know I had you in when you were first getting the tasting room going.
That's right?
So not only, and we always hear, you know, X percent, 90% maybe some of the dining eating experiences is maybe the ambiance or the surrounding. I'm not sure if I believe that, but you still wanted to create this kind of, you know, Taj Mahal for the taste buds,
absolutely.
Right?
So I really did. I mean, anywhere from hand-blown glassware to the Siebel Brewing Library, to the furniture, to the high ceilings, to the natural light. I mean, I wanted to create a place where you're comfortable, where you can relax and have a beer, have a good conversation with someone you care about, and just enjoy yourself and truly escape, because I think we all need that. And a lot of escape comes through what we enjoy in a glass, but imagine that you had an escape also with your surroundings, with your environment. It would be nice.
Kind of just a force for calm, kind of like a Zen moment.
Absolutely.
And Jaron Rubin delivers that. Now people know what it is and they go and they enjoy it. And they know that you know best. Like you said, you don't need anything else. Early on, were people saying, hey, do you have? And
of
then
course.
You'd be like, no, oysters, that's good for you.
Yeah, it's, you know, honestly, it's on the menu. So I think people first digest.
You even have a menu?
Yeah, exactly. We do. We absolutely do.
Like a sheet of, open it up. There's two things.
No, it's just what, yeah, it's. You know, you've got the flavor profiles and the aromatics. My job is to be transparent. There's a lot of beer options out there. I want you to know exactly what you're experiencing before you open your wallet. And so with that, we name our beers. There's always a lot of information behind our name, the culinary technique, sliced, the flavor and aromatic, nectarine, the beer style, IPA. So if you know food, you'll know two out of the three words. If you know beer, you'll know one. If you come to our brewery in Pilsen, 2136 South Peoria, then you'll get our hospitality. We welcome you in. We make you feel comfortable, and we help you guide your way through our beer menu. And if you'd like to have cake, we're happy to share it. If you want oysters, we've got different ones almost every day.
Jared and Moody Tongue are going to be out at Windy City Smokeout when that is coming up a little bit later on in the month. And you can see him, his hospitality, his selections, and the handiwork on the beer and oyster and cake side as well in Pilsen. One more time with that address, and then we'll get the website.
Yep, the Moody Tongue Tasting Room is at 2136 South Peoria. You can find us on Facebook, Moody Tongue Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter as well. And we're www.moodytongue.com for our website. Come visit us. We'd love to take care of you.
Jared Rubin, he is doing the people's work, and we are all better for it. Jared, thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Thank you. Have a great day, everyone.